This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Birth anniversary of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak, being observed by organizing various programs today. Extra trips on Jayanagar-Janakpur-Dham-Kurtha rail service today and tomorrow on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. And U.S. Congress at stake as Americans vote in midterms. Now, the news in detail. The birth anniversary of Guru Nanak, the first Sikh Guru, is being observed by organizing various programs today. It is celebrated on the day of Kartik Purnima, the full moon day in the month of Kartik every year as per the lunar calendar. Guru Nanak was born on a full moon day in the month of Kartik in 1526 Bikram Sambat in the Punjab province of Pakistan. He started the concept of humanism by putting casteism to an end. Guru Nanak's birth anniversary will be observed by organizing various programs at Guru Nanak Shrine at Basmeswar of Pasupati, Ganeswar and Thapathali. Likewise, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Sikhs at home and abroad on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Guru Nanak. A total lunar eclipse is taking place today, the full moon day in the month of Kartik. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the eclipse will occur since the moonrise at 5:11 p.m. It will be visible following the sunset at 5:11 p.m. itself. According to Committee Executive Director Surya Prasad Dhungel, the eclipse will end at 6:34 p.m. It will be visible from Nepal for 1 hour and 23 minutes. According to religious belief, normal people, except the children, aged and sick, should restrain themselves from taking food since 8:11 a.m., 9 hours before the eclipse, to avoid the eclipse's possible harm, and practice of meditation and religious worship are considered to be beneficial during the eclipse. Prior to this, the solar eclipse occurred on October 25th. The Jayanagar-Janakpur-Dham-Kurtha Railway Service is operating additional services today and tomorrow. Nepal Railway Company decided to run more trips on November 8 and 9 for the convenience of devotees arriving to take a holy bath in the Kamala River on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. A large number of devotees from Nepal and India come to take holy dips in the river on this occasion. The railway service has been operated since April 3, 2022 on the 35 kilometers Jayanagar-Kurtha section of the 70-kilometer railway service from Jayanagar to Bardivas of Mohtari district. The locals are confident that the number of religious tourists would go up with the operation of the railway service and the export of local products will be boosted. 26 Indians and 59 Nepali employees are employed for the operation of the railway service at present. The Election Commission has sought clarification from the Janata Samajwadi Party candidate in Bake Constituency 2 for the House of Representatives member Mohammad Ishtiaq Rai. The Election Commission sought clarification from Rai based on the complaints of derogatory statements. A complaint was filed charging Rai was with giving a disrespectful statement against the chairperson of Duduwa Rural Municipality Surendra Chaudhary in course of election campaigning. Rai was directed to furnish a written response at the Election Commission or the District Election Office, Barkey. With this, we have almost... I beg your pardon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Millions of Americans will vote in the midterm elections today with the balance of power in Congress at stake. The entire U.S. House of Representatives, about a third of the Senate, and the key state governorships are up for grabs. U.S. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, and ex-President Donald Trump, a Republican, made their closing arguments in dueling rallies. According to most political forecasts, the battle for the upper chamber of the Congress would go either way and is expected to come down to hotly fought races in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. According to the U.S. Election Project, more than 43.5 million votes have already been cast, but it might be days or weeks before the outcome of the midterm is clear if races are closed, as some states allow ballots to be posted on election day and there could be recounts. North Korea has dismissed claims by the United States that it is covertly shipping weapons to Russia for its war in Ukraine, saying it had never sold arms to Moscow and had no plans to do so. Statement on the official Korean Central News Agency comes after White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said last week that the U.S. had information indicating North Korea was supplying Russia with a significant number of artillery shells. A North Korean Defense Ministry official called the allegations a rumor and said Pyongyang had never had arms dealings with Russia and had no plans to do so in the future. The review comes amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula after North Korea carried out a series of weapons tests last week, including an intercontinental ballistic missile, as the U.S. and South Korea conducted their biggest ever Air Force exercise. The U.S. and South Korea have warned that North Korea could be preparing for its first nuclear test since 2017. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly, high hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur in one or two places in the hilly regions of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 12.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 24 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Birth anniversary of first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak, being observed by organizing various programs today. Extra trips on Jayanagar Janakpur Dham Kurtha rail service today and tomorrow on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. And U.S. Congress at stake as Americans vote in midterms. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.